after she died.
It reframed my idea of myself in a while, in a way too, because I've always thought of myself as a very perceptive person, very tuned in. And, you know, to find out you were missing something so major in the person you're closest to, that definitely messes with their identity. That is probably also something I think I probably still am coming to terms with. What I absorbed myself in was either building my career, or when I wasn't doing that, drinking. I was terrified of this becoming the defining event of my life. Because at that time, and in many ways it did become that, but at the time I couldn't see a way that could be the case and it be a positive thing. You know, I don't want to become a tragedy case. And so I did everything I could to be defined by anything else, good or bad. And that on top of just also not having a plan, not really putting in any effort to make one. You know, I didn't, that first year I didn't even see therapy. I did nothing that I was supposed to do, you know.
What was healthy coping like?
Talk therapy is a big one. Having a relationship with her spirit, that was a big part of it. And what I mean by that isn't that I'm, you know, talking to a ghost per se, but integrating who she was to me into myself, into my identity now. Making her memory about our times together and the bond that we had, and not as much about the way her life ended. Meditation, well, that took a while. That didn't come right away. And that has become probably the dominant one that's still in my life. It still is a major coping mechanism. Also, creative expression, which is something that has always been a coping mechanism for me. The memory I've had the hardest time alchemizing in any way has been the memory of calling her mom, having to tell her what happened.
You told her parents.
Yeah. That's something that I don't know how to make that memory a positive one, or at least one that has something I can take from it that's positive. It's very difficult.
That sounds incredibly hard.
Yeah.
Especially on the cusp of you finding out yourself.
Yeah, immediately. Yeah, that's the hardest part.